The California Supreme Court has adopted tougher standards on what constitutes rape. It has ruled that no means no, that a man may be convicted of rape if he forces his partner to have sex, even if she first agrees and then changes her mind. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The case stems from an incident in March 2000 when a 17-year-old girl had sex at a party with another juvenile, identified in court papers as John Z. The girl may have consented at first, but after a few minutes, she began resisting by telling John Z that she had to go home. He continued anyway. The boy insisted the sex was consensual, but a juvenile court judge and an appeals court ruled that John Z was guilty of rape. By a vote of 6-1, the state high court upheld that decision. Writing for the majority, Justice Ming W. Chin said, "A withdrawal of consent effectively nullifies any earlier consent." Professor Douglas Ballouf, director of the National Crime Victim Law Institute in Portland, Oregon, praised the ruling.
Here, even if a woman has consents to sexual intercourse, she can be raped when she withdraws that consent. And this is as it should be, but what's significant is that the law, and particularly the California Supreme Court, is embracing these notions.
The California decision is consistent with court rulings in five other states, Maine, Connecticut, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Alaska. However, courts in two states, North Carolina and Maryland, have taken the opposite view, that if a woman initially agrees to have sex and then changes her mind, there is no rape. Douglas Ballouf says the laws in 42 other states are less clear.
Statutes around the country don't specifically talk to the issue of consent being withdrawn during sex. So an appellate court would have to clarify what the meaning of each of those statutes were in that context.
But clarifying when no means no doesn't make rape any easier to prosecute. In the California case, Justice Janice Rogers Brown dissented from the majority because she didn't believe that the girl had adequately expressed her change of mind about having sex, and she doubted that John Z had used force to continue the act. Carol Foster, attorney for John Z, agreed with Justice Brown that the facts of the case didn't support a rape verdict, and she said that prosecutors who want to cite this decision to pursue rape charges in similar cases may find themselves facing these questions.
What constitutes a clear and unequivocal withdrawal of consent? You know, at what point after that does it change from consensual sex to forcible sex? What kind of force do we have to find? You know, those kind of questions will arise down the road and be addressed by the court in that context.
Wichita prosecutor Nola Folston of the National Association of District Attorneys says she doesn't anticipate prosecutors will be encouraged to pursue more rape charges because of the ongoing difficulties in determining the facts of each case. But she hopes the lesson is not lost on parents.
I have a son, and my education to him is that, you know, no means no. You try and teach that to your children, and I think parents need to impress upon young boys and young girls that you have an obligation as an individual to protect your body.
And in that sense, Folston says, the John Z case could help young people to learn the power of the word no. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.